The Business Owners Podcast is brought to you by Business, Business, Business and Enova Group with your hosts, Linda Reed Enova and Clive Enova. In each episode, we talk to other business owners about their experiences, challenges and successes. We'll also share tips and advice on how to grow your business and achieve your goals. If you're a business owner or you're thinking about starting a business, then the Business Owners Podcast is for you.
We all like to be productive in our business day to day. And there are many times within business that we get sucked and we get pulled in many, many directions. And as business owners, sometimes we need to set the expectations, the availability and structure our days in a way that allows people to know when they can talk to us and when they can't talk to us. So for example, today I'm here doing a video batching day. So everyone knows my office is shut, everything's set up, and I'm inside my zone of genius, which is today creating video for you guys to watch and learn some tips along the way. But when we start to prepare ourselves in those ways for different tasks and for different journeys, we're able to step into it and we become more productive. So let me run you through in a bit of an example about how I structure my week here, and maybe it can help you along the way. First thing I use is our time blocking sheets. So I use our time blocking sheets to go, okay, this is stuff I need to get done this week, this month, this year. And then I transfer that into our calendar. And by transferring that into the calendar, I know which client launches we've got working, what key things I need to work on, and what deadlines need to be assessed from there. All the to-do then goes into our project manager, which is ClickUp, which will help me be able to assign the workload out for the team, forecast what's coming up, and project from there what we need to be able to do. So I do a lot of planning and preparation, because that planning and preparation then allows me to become a lot more productive in the next component of what we're going to do. I then batch my week. So Mondays and Fridays are normally on the business days, or Fridays quite often are what do I need to do myself day. So it could be life admin, those sorts of things. But Monday is all about on the business. It's about checking the profit and loss reports. It's about checking the accounting statements. It's about running team meetings with my team. It's about making sure the workload that I forecasted on Thursday or Friday last week is still achievable and reasonable. It's about checking the emails. It's about looking at what do I need to prepare for the week ahead myself, and creating that solid to-do list and refining what we maybe created on Thursday or Friday. You heard me. The week before starts on Thursday or Friday. It's all about making sure that we've got that planning and that information into play from the week before. I then look at what newsletters are due, what video content needs to be created, what blog posts need to be created. And we approach the week from there, of then Monday afternoon being our focused afternoon or period of time, or possibly even a Tuesday. We choose the chunk, and that chunk is going to be focused and dedicated to marketing. And that marketing time is then focused on creating videos or creating podcasts or updating blog posts or maybe doing a short form recording. And we break that up into the 4 weeks of the month, because we focus on those areas then to deliver those chunks or whatever we need to be able to deliver to the next component. So we record in a chunk, videos in a chunk, and we record long form video in a chunk, and then we record short form video in its own separate chunk. We write blogs in a chunk. We record podcasts in a chunk, so that then we go through and then we're in the zone of editing those videos, editing those podcasts, or getting the graphics and the promos and show notes ready to go for that marketing content from there. Okay. The other thing that we look at doing and being productive is we have times that we're available for client calls. So for my example, Monday and Friday, I'm not available for client calls. But Tuesday to Thursday, I am available for client calls. Tuesday morning happens to be my training morning and my training sessions, where I run training with my memberships and my databases. And it's quite often the time that I'll run our Q&A sessions and, you know, even our challenges and kickstart, because I found Tuesday is the most effective day of the week for me to be able to do that. So I get into that training and that consulting mode and really helping and engaging with people. And that allows me to be in the mojo for that. And then I know that the admin that I have to do at the end of those is the recordings, the notes, the next steps, and converting the stuff that we need to convert for clients into tasks and that into ClickUp, and using our project manager to be more productive. Our project manager is the number one source of productivity. If it isn't in there, it didn't happen. If we have different statuses, we have different triggers along the way to allow us to see those sorts of things. And we share lots of those workflows that we use with you at Enova Group inside the AI Async and Automation Hub. I then have non-negotiable family time within my diary. You know, this is all about balancing the work, the life, and being productive. So I have non-negotiable family time, which means that on my consulting days, I finish at 3:30 so that I can be done by 4 with the replays and all the admin that I need to be able to do. And I can spend time with my daughter, which is part of what I I was doing here. I can spend time with my husband, and there's non-negotiable family times that are as equally important as everything else. And then I also have time to get out and do me stuff time. And that is normally my Fridays, unless I have to catch up on some work. But it's normally my Fridays. Fridays are me day, my life admin day that allows me to balance the productivity, the life, and the multiple hats that we have in business. So I hope that running you through a bit of a week and how we manage those sorts of things works really well for you. The AINA Sync and Automation Hub is definitely available for you to be able to jump into. ClickUp is my project manager, and I'll include a link in the tools from you there. And then we use other tools, and I'm going to do a video all about this, about the scheduling tools and how we manage to schedule our workloads here at Enova Group to help you out from there. So until next time, take one step forward. You don't need to do everything at once, but maybe start with creating solid to-do lists. Download the time blocking sheets and work out what your time blocking is going to be. And maybe carve out that once a month time for marketing, or that once a month time for media, so that you can continue to create that content. Let me know what productivity tip you picked up from this video that works for you. And if you have a top one about productivity and balancing work and life, share it with us in the comments.
Thanks for listening to the Business Owners Podcast. We encourage you to connect with us on social media and join our community of business owners at businessbusinessbusiness.com.au.